Valley Basketball on Hunt Country KDY is brought to you in part by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, by Don's Auto Service, Ozarks Healthcare, Holiday Inn Express and Suites, and by Bailey Chevrolet. And now, Grizzly Basketball on the home of the Grizzlies, Hot Country KDY.
Welcome to the Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center. I'm standing over here, actually sitting over here to my right. We got Curtis back to help us out tonight. And, of course, Drew's on the camera, and back in the studio, Nate Hudson, as we bring your Grizzly basketball on Calico Rock Night here at the Civic Center. The Calico Rock Zebras are here in force supporting Grizzly Riley Whitaker, and he'll have plenty of playing time tonight. Tonight, the Grizzlies try to get in the win column. They have lost four straight, and their last loss was to a team which now is the number one team in the country in Division II basketball, Parkland. They lost 69-63 in a game played at St. Louis Community College a week ago from Sunday. The Grizzlies didn't play at all last week, so they've had plenty of time to rest and get some finals in, hopefully. The Grizzlies tonight will, again, be without Lucas Prola. Otherwise, everybody should be available for service, and we're just a few minutes from the tip-off of this ball game this evening. A four-game week this week on KDY. We have the Zizzers at Poplar Bluff last night, Grizzlies here tonight. Friday night, West Plains plays their first home game when they play Logan Rogersville, and then Saturday they'll play the Harrison Goblins. That'll be the part of the Arkansas shootout going on at North Arkansas College in Harrison. That'll be a 6:30 start on Saturday night. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies just need to win a basketball game. We get ready to go into the break. Last game before we have the long break for Christmas and New Year's. We'll come back on January the 4th and play Linkier Prep, who will be tougher to beat than they were the first time around. They were tough enough the first time to start the season. But this is the last Grizzly game until January the 4th. Folks still coming in, and we're close to starter time and the anthem. And what we'll do is take a break here and come back with the starting lineups. The Grizzlies going up against a team from Memphis, Memphis Day Academy. And we'll have the tip-off of the ball game coming up in just a couple minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
Hi, this is Karen. If you have a little farmer on your list or any child that loves horses and the farm, we have a great selection of toys, plush animals, and much more at great prices now through Christmas Eve. Hurry in for best selection and save. Ho, ho, ho. Hirsch knows Santa.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, more than a farm store.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, call 255-7955 or visit wp.missouristate.edu. Registration is going on now for in-person, online, and blended classes. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world, for four consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
And now more Grizzly basketball action on Hot Country KDY.
And we come back to the Civic Center, and the Grizzlies will be introduced to the crowd. The starting five for the Gladiators from Memphis Day Academy will be Quayshawn Tate. He is a forward. Up front, Marlon Hunter. He'll wear number five. Up front, they've got a couple of bigs, Martez Briggs and Derek Doddridge. They'll both go 6'7". Thereabouts, and so we'll have to play tough with them inside. And also in the starting lineup, Eric Batty, and he is another forward. They have a roster of only eight players. But tell you what, they've got some bodies across the front. So when it comes to rebounding, we better get after it because they've got guys that can go get it. All right, we're ready for the starters now for the Grizzlies. Starting five, the standard five tonight, Kyle Germany, 6'2 sophomore from Detroit, Carlos Paul III, 6'5 sophomore from Southfield, Michigan, Javian Downey, 6'3 freshman from Toronto, Trayon Grant Foster, 6'6 freshman from Kansas City, Kansas, and Lionel Kamwimba, a 6'8 freshman from Democratic Republic of Congo. The Grizzlies will be the home white tonight with red and blue trim. The Gladiators from Memphis Day Academy will be in the blue with the white trim tonight. And again, it's Calico Rock night. We got a lot of folks from Calico Rock, Arkansas here to enjoy the ball game tonight, pulling for Calico Rock Zebra, Riley Whitaker. Grizzlies will jump center with Trayon Grant Foster. And he'll be going up against Derek Doddridge. Trayon, 6'6". Doddridge about the same height. So we'll see how it all pans out here in the last game before the long Christmas and New Year's break. At the Civic Center, as folks stand up, and we'll do that until Grizzlies get a bucket, and here we go. Tip one easily conceded. Now the Grizzlies will go back to a 1-2-2 zone and start the basketball game that way. Quick three from the left side, no good. Rebound, Trayon Grant Foster for the Grizzlies. Up the right side, JV and Downey. Cross court back in the middle, and here's Carlos. Works to the basket, lays it up and in. Carlos Paul with the first basket. Whoops. 2-0. Top of the circle. Left side. Pass deflected out of bounds by JV and Downey. 19:29 to go in the first half. Grizzlies up 2-0. I kind of get the feeling, Curtis, that this team is just going to be kind of wide open. Here's a shot for three at the right point. Hit the backboard. That's it. Pulled away by the Grizzlies. Let's see if we can go up four. Here's Javian all the way. Puts it up. No good, but he got fouled on the drive. And he'll shoot two just 42 seconds into the basketball game.
And that foul's on number one, Tate.
Quayshawn Tate with the foul. The officials, Jeff Wallace, Rob Wolf, and Kelly Hunt. And the free throw is good by Javian. Javian Downey playing with more and more confidence. Told him while they were warming up, man, just play confident. And he is feeling it much more these days than we did when the season started. He makes both free throws, 4-0. Grizzlies out early. Back to the zone. Doddridge high to the high post. Ball tipped away, picked back up. They'll move it to the right point, to the right wing. Ball fake driving the lane. Dish back, 13-footer straight on is up and good. That was a good play. Marlon Hunter with the first basket for the Gladiators. That makes it a 4-2 ball game. Let's see what they're in. They're in a straight man-to-man. Top of the circle, left point. Carlos Paul looks to the left. Lost the dribble, hands it off to Kyle Germany. Pick and roll inside. Here's Carlos, leans in, shoots. Oh, that hung, it wouldn't go. had the rebound, lost it, got it back. Pump fake, goes up strong, scores, and a foul in the play, and the basket counts.
Great hustle there by Paul to not only get his miss, but go back up.
So Carlos gets the basket. The foul will go against Derek Doddridge, one of their big forwards, and that's the second team foul on the Gladiators. Carlos at the line, free throw good. Carlos has 5 of the 7 points for the Grizzlies. 18:33 to go. It should be 7-2 on the scoreboard. Right now showing 6 at the right point. Here's a 3, no good. Rebounded by Carlos Kamwimba. Grizzlies come back. Down the floor. Kyle Germany lost the ball. They'll feed it up ahead. Bounce pass to Tate all the way. Lays it up and good. Grizzly turnover. Turns into the first basket for Quayshon Tate. Now back come the Grizzlies with Trayon. Baseline hung up. Round the horn it goes on the right wing. Kyle with a 3. No good. Rebounded inside by Doddridge. Now at the point. Up fake. Here's Briggs with a long 3, and that's up and good. Martez Briggs. It should be 7-7. Scoreboard says 7-6. Grizzlies behind by 1.
Well, a ref blew the whistle after the free throw. I'm not sure if that was a lane violation, but I'm not sure.
That could be the case. On the left side, here's Briggs with another long 3. Good again in front of the bench. Timeout called by the Grizzlies at 17:24 as Martez Briggs has shown great range. And that makes it a 10-6 ball game. Be a full timeout. We'll take a minute break. Grizzlies trail 10-6. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Dodge Auto Service.
If you're in the market for tires, stop by Don's Auto Service in West Plains first. Right now, get $200 back online or mail-in rebate with a set of 4 select Goodyear or Kelly tires when you use the Goodyear credit card. Offer good through December 31st.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
We won't have another one. Seventeen minutes to go in the first half. In the paint, here's Doddridge, puts it up too strong. Rebound, Carlos, but to Lionel Kamwimba for the Grizzlies. Back the other way. Trayon all the way to the hole. Lays it up and good. We should be able to get the basketball to the rim all night long for shots like that. Today, ball game, Gladiators with the lead in the blue in the left corner. You got to get a hand in the face. Here's a travel violation called in the corner against Memphis Day, and that was a rather nondescript walk. I didn't see a lot of movement, but Rob Wolf did, and that's all that matters.
I think he switched his pivot, please.
Oh, he can't do that. Javian Downey on the point, gets it over to Carlos, has the ball fleeced, picks it up. Now dribbles top of the circle, pulls it back. Left side, Trayon. Boy, Carlos had his man pinned inside, and they didn't get him the ball, or Lionel did anyway. Here's a pull-up from the right elbow. It rims off. No good off the miss by TGF. Now up the right sideline. Martez Briggs, long 3, rims out.
Talking about confidence, he's got some.
He doesn't care. He'll shoot it next time he gets it. 10-8 ball game. Let's see if the Grizzlies can tie the game up here. 3 subs to come in. You'll hear a big roar when Riley Whitaker comes in the game. Calco Rock Fan Club over here. They're going to make some racket. On the right side, Javian Downey lobbed to the block. TGF got pushed about 5 feet midair. Now the ball is loose on the floor. Whistle, jump ball, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. And here come the subs in the game. Urji Hunami, Kenan Peebles. And Calico Rock responds as Riley Whitaker comes in the lineup for the Grizzlies. say hi to Kenny Peebles listening to the broadcast tonight, maybe watching the live stream, as Kendon gets the inbound pass and pulls it back outside. Quad up. Shot clock violation. So there's no change of possession on that last play. And on that note, Kamari Vinson will come in for Kendon. Down the left corner, a baseline move by Briggs all the way. She puts up a floater up and good. Martez Briggs has 8 of their 12-8 ball game, and Grizzlies are down 4. Javian Downey, high screen left, goes the other way. Ducks the shoulder, drives in, shoots the layup, up and good. Javian Downey has 4, and the Grizzlies cut it to a 12-10 ball game. Baseline move quickly the other way. Here's a drive, no good. Rebound, Kamari Vinson for the Grizzlies on the weak side. And stolen from behind. Briggs will take it in and dunk it. He made a slick little move circling around behind and took the ball away from Kamari. Now it's a 14-10 game. Gage Fitz will check in here in a moment. Javian free throw line. Shoots the fadeaway jumper. Side iron, no good. Fight for it. Briggs comes away with it. Memphis Day comes up the floor. Top of the circle from about 25. No good. Rebound comes along right back towards Javian. He has it. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles up the side. Now over to Kamari Vinson. Urji Hanani. Over to Javian Downey. 17 off the shot clock. High screen going to the left. Javian dribbles over. Curls down the lane. Right hand scoop shot. No good. Hit at the bottom of the rim. Briggs behind the back pass up the floor. Kicks it to the right corner. Right wing up fake. Move over. Now back it goes on the return pass. 3 is in the air and good by Eric Beatty. That's the third 3 they've made. 17-10. Memphis Day Academy. This is the first time, I think, the first time these teams have ever played. At the point, Urji Hanami. Inside, Carlos has it. Ball fake goes up, and a blocking foul, and the shot no good, but that'll put Lionel Kamwemba on the free throw line for the Grizzlies. It'd be good to get that guy a third foul here pretty soon. That's a second foul on Derek Dodderidge. Lionel Kamwemba will go to the free throw line for the Grizzlies. And Lionel has just steadily got a little better each ball game this year, and he has turned into a very good free throw shooter. First one here is good.
That's the 13th foul on Memphis Day.
And none on the Grizzlies so far. Carlos Paul will come in. Probably for Lionel Kamwemba if this free throw goes down. 17-11, Grizzlies down 6. Next try, good. The substitution made. The Grizzlies right now with Gage Fitz in the ballgame from Sayre, Kendon Peebles, along with Urji Hanami, Carlos Paul, and Riley Whitaker. Got to get a hand in the face of the shooter. We have found that out here early on. Playing this zone like a matchup, make sure that you are out there on the ball, especially when that guy has it, Martez Briggs. Out front, pass to the corner. Here's a catch and shoot for a 3. No good. Rebound, Kendon Peebles. Urji Hanami gets it back to Gage Fitz. Now he'll be double-teamed up the left side, front court. Urji has it. Take it all the way in there. Ball slapped away, stolen away. Pass up the floor for another Briggs lay-in, and it's good. Briggs has 12, 19-12. Grizzlies down 7. Peebles in the left corner, Whitaker on the baseline inside. Good feed and the shot up, no good. And a whistle offensive foul for an elbow on Carlos Paul.
His first, team first for the Grizzlies.
Front court now, the blue-clad Gladiators enjoy a 7-point lead. Briggs at the right point. Kicks it underneath. Riley Whitaker with a terrific play on defense. Stole it. Gets it up ahead. 3-on-1 break all the way. Kendon with a dunk.
And that may be what the Grizzlies just needed.
The kids from Calico Rock like that. 19-14. Riley Whitaker started the break off the turnover. In the paint, ball lost inside. Forced up, no good, but a foul will be called on the Grizzlies at the 12:02 mark. And it'll be two shots. Going to the line will be Julius Musil. He'll go about 6'5", and he'll have two. 19-14, Gladiators lead. First one is no good. Grizzlies win this game. They could be 7-8 going into the break. But the real season starts January 4th. Here's the next one, no good. Kenan Peebles chases down the rebound. 19-14. In the left corner, Urji Hunami back out on the wing to the high post. Carlos got hacked, takes it in, leans in, shoots and scores. Well, Carlos may have a big game tonight. He is able to operate inside without much resistance. 19-16, Grizzlies down by three. On the wing, here's a pop for a long three. That's way off the mark. Out of bounds, ball hit the baseline as it came off the rim, and the Grizzlies will get it back. These guys, as soon as somebody is open on the perimeter, it is going up. They don't need a shot clock. They could operate with a 20-second shot clock, easy. Gage Pitts for the Grizzlies. Can we get one here to make it one? Here's Riley on the baseline. In the paint. Up and under fake, went up, had it stripped away, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Grizzlies, and there's 10 on the shot clock. Assistant coach Joe Greenwood up on the bench. Jared Fay up as well. Inbound play. Here's a whistle and a travel on Kenan Peebles, who got bumped in midair to catch that pass and stumbled a little bit. Rob Kenan asked Rob Wolf, and Rob's like, what do you want me to do? You walk. 19-16. Grizzlies down by three. First half, 11:04 to go. Briggs to the point. Mitchell with the ball out front. At the left point, Musil pass down low, cutting to the basket. Good feed. Layup, no good. Good give and go play and a foul on the Grizzlies, probably Riley Whitaker. And that'll put the Gladiators back on the line. And we'll see who that actually was. That's actually going to be on Carlos Paul, that's the second foul. Musil missed two while ago. He makes one here. Nice crowd here tonight for a Wednesday night game. 20-16. Next one good. 21-16. Front court, Trayon Grant Foster. Here's the ball, stole it away, take it away, back the other way, down the lane, behind the back pass. Here's a kick back to the right corner, up fake, Grizzlies got back on defense. And an unorthodox circus shot, doesn't draw any iron, Grizzlies get it and come back. Trayon all the way, and a lay-in is good. Twenty-one-18, Grizzlies cut it back to a one-possession game. Martez Briggs to the point. With the ball is Tierra Parker. Lob pass inside. Good. Catch shot is up and in. Little alley-oop play to the cutter that time. Quayshon Tate, he has four. And it's 23-18. Kyle Germany with the ball out near midcourt. Kyle had the best dunk I've ever seen in a Grizzly game by a Grizzly in that game against Parkland the other day. Here's a pull-up 13-footer. Good! TGF was saying, hey, I got hacked. Still made it. He has 6 points. 23-20.
I'd say they're letting him play a little bit tonight, Harlan.
Not a lot of whistles so far. Pass in the middle. Another cutter. Layup no good. Put back by Tate. No good. Rebound this time by the Grizzlies. And TGF has it. He'll bring it up. split the D, take it all the way in. Layup is no good. Rebound, Lionel Kumwimba puts it up and good. In the right corner now at the offensive end, the Gladiators have it. Down the lane, right-hand runner is put up and good. That's Tierra Parker, and that's his first basket of the ball game. From the guard position, 25-22. Curtis, we can shoot layups all night against this defense of theirs. If we'll be patient and run stuff, and there's the ball knocked away by Briggs out of bounds. All kinds of contact, but no foul calls.
Yeah, Harlan, you're right. If we could, if we'd go inside to our bigs, we'd have a lot of easy buckets. And like we said, they are letting them play tonight. We've seen some unusual calls. So
under 10 minutes, that means media timeout. 25-22, Memphis Day leads the Grizzlies, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
If you have a Christmas list with brothers, uncles, sons, grandpas, or dads, we have what you need. Hi, this is Curtis at Hirsch Beat in West Plains. Now through Christmas Eve, save on in-stock Black Label grills, case, old-timer, and Elk Ridge knives, 10% off. Yeti coolers, cups, accessories, also 10% off. Nebo lights and True Utility knives, also 10% off as well. We also have a big savings on select DeWalt and Steel products. Hurry in for the best selections and save. Hirsch knows Santa. Ho, ho, ho.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 255-7955 or visit wp.missouristate.edu. Registration is going on now. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly basketball on KDY.
We come back courtside, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. Down by three. Left side, Urshi Hanami all the way. Goes in, lays it up, and good. We can shoot layups all night long. And we should. But a three every now and then is a good thing, and the Grizzlies have been hurt from the three-point line this season. Right corner, here's a pull-up for a two. No good. Tom Emmerich in the game for the Grizzlies. From Mansfield, ball out of bounds. It'll be Grizzly basketball. If we'd had Tom maybe that last game, it might have made a little bit of difference, losing by six. But the thing that beat us against Parkland, Curtis, outscored from the three-point line 27-6 and lost by six.
That will do it. The three ball is, obviously one more point from each basket, so.
Here's a hand check foul out front. First foul call on Jaron Mitchell. We're not close to the bonus yet. EGF will throw it in, and he does. To Urgy, who tried to get it back to him, running right at him. The ball was fumbled away and taken away by the Gladiators all the way down the lane. A layup, no good. Ball is out of bounds. He'll stay with the Gladiators. Where was the foul on that? Curtis, my eyes are failing me here.
I don't know if they are, Harlan. They might be failing some others.
Now, you were getting ready to make a referee joke, weren't you?
I'll just leave it at that.
Inbound play lob in the middle. It's a catch and shoot for two from about 10 feet away. That's Marlon Hunter, and he has four, 27-24. Downey up ahead, gets it to Hunami, had it stripped away, and the ball is loose on the deck, picked up again. And here we go the other direction on the right side. Here's a three, no good, and DGF way up there for the rebound. Feeds it outside. Here's Kyle Germany, gets it back to Downey, takes it all the way in. Left-hand layup is good. Javian just needs to attack the basket. 27-26, one-point game, 7:10 to go in the half. Right side to the low block. Here's a pull-up from 12. Good. That was a nice shot by Marlon Hunter. He has six. 29-26. Germany in the front court. Three Grizzlies ready to check in. Kyle over to Emery. Up fake. Moves it across. Now Kyle with it. Here's Trayon with a three out front off the back iron. No good. Tom Emmerich with a big rebound in the corner. Another three by Kyle. No good. And the rebound pulled away. And back come the Gladiators. They don't mind going 1-on-5. But they'll hold it up and wait for help here. 29-26, 6:20 to go in the half. In the corner, a quick pull up for three. It was a 22-footer that went 19. TTF, front court, keeps it on the dribble, takes it all the way in, stripped away out of bounds, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. When the Grizzlies get the ball up the court quick and take it toward the basket, it's like Moses parting the Red Sea. I mean, there is nothing there to stop you from getting to the basket. They've got a couple of guys that could contend, but depends on their interest level. Inbound play, Kendon Peebles, pass deflected out of bounds, stays with the Grizzlies. 20 on the shot clock. Grizzlies have not made a three yet. Gladiators have knocked down three. Inbound play out front. Lionel Kamwimba, Javian Downey. Boy, these guys are just ripe for a back screen. Here's a shot for a three by Kendon. Good, and that ties it up at 29. Kendon Peebles from the right point knocks it down. He has five. Right side, Parker, free throw line. Pull-up shot is good by Quayshawn Tate. 31-29 after the 17-footer gives the Gladiators the lead right back. Kyle Germany with the ball. He's been the leading scorer for the Grizzlies this season, averaging right around 13 a game. Block pass down low. Good catch. Beat it across. Lionel Kamwimba with a two-handed dunk.
We could do that all night long.
Seriously. I'm not a coach. I don't even play one on TV, but I'm telling you, we can get any shot we want anytime if we'll just do it. Pass inside on the cut. We'll have a holding foul called against the Grizzlies. And that'll stop the clock at 5:09 of the first half. Kyle Germany with his first foul. Should not be a shot involved here. And I heard the buzzer. They will sub out and get Doddridge back in the ball game. Big Derek Doddridge with two fouls. And we're going to get time called. And it'll be a 30-second timeout. 5:09 to go in the first half. Tie game, 31-31 at the Civic Center. Back in 30 seconds on KD1.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service is here to give you the confidence of knowing when you press your foot to the brake, your vehicle is coming to a stop. Your car's brakes should be examined at least once a year for the safety of you and your family. Preserving your vehicle's brakes is among the most crucial measures you could take, and Don's Auto Service offers quality, affordable brake service. Call or stop in today, and you can also go online to donsautoservice.com for more information.
The Grizzlies play here on Hot Country KDY.
Inbound play for Memphis Day in the corner. Here's Doddridge on the left wing. The big guy just puts the shoulder down, goes up, forced it up, and scored. His first basket, 33-31. Grizzlies trail by two. Under 5 minutes to go. First half, Grizzlies trying to pick up win number seven tonight. Germany out front, lob pass wing, tipped out of bounds by Briggs, and it'll be Grizzly basketball in the front court. This team doesn't, the Grizzlies are playing tonight, doesn't seem to have much structure. But they know one thing. They know when it's time to shoot the ball. It's when you have it in your hands. Double team out front, and now a late call and a foul. Rob Wolf bailed us out there. That was on the verge of another turnover. And that's going to be, I think, on Doddridge. That's his third. So he's done until the second half. They'll put Quayshawn Tate back in the ball game, so they'll get noticeably smaller across the front line. Germany, free throw line. Lionel to the right corner. Javian Downey. Oh, they've got him posted against the guard. And the ball tipped away from behind. Out of bounds. Still Grizzly ball with 11 seconds to go on the shot clock.
I was going to say, we have to take advantage of that. Lionel has at least 3-4 inches on him.
And they're going to leave the same guy. Quayshawn Tate goes about 6'2". Lionel is 6'8". Out front, JV and Downey, 5 on the shot clock. Left corner, Riley Whitaker fires a 3, and it's no good. And the rebound taken down by the Gladiators. They come back left to right in the blue. Right side, Martez Briggs. He'll launch one from way out, and it's good. His third 3, and he has 15 points, 36-31. At the right point now, Peebles to the right side. Kyle Germany, crossover dribble, spins to the middle, double team, feet underneath to Riley, trapped underneath, wraparound pass, deflected, saved by Downey. He picks it up, goes up, lays it up, and good. Javian Downey has 8, 36-33. In the right corner, Marlon Hunter, he'll fire one deep, and it's good. Hunter's got 9, 39-33. Germany, high post, and a steal. Back the other way, all the way in. Layup on the run, no good. Two-handed dunk on the putback by Quayshawn Tate. 30-second timeout, Grizzlies, with 3:12 to go in the first half. 41-33, Gladiators lead. We're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Hey, this is Maddie. Now through Christmas Eve, we have special discounts on shirts and boots, 15% off, belts, caps, and accessories, 20% off, and Montana jewelry, 30% off. With great brands like Ariat, Panhandle, Wrangler, Red Wing, and Georgia Boots, with the latest styles and a huge selection. We also have warm flannels, coats, and vests ready for Christmas. Hurry in for the best selection and save. Hirsch knows Santa.
Hirsch, feed, and font smile, more than a hostel.
College basketball action with the Grizzlies continues now on Hot Country KDY.
As we come back, and the Grizzlies will have the ball. Gage Pitts has it up the right side. Now sets in the front court. Urji Hunami after the timeout, and here's a ball set play, ball tipped away, picked up by TGF. Urji has it, splits the D. Feeds it across. Kendon trapped underneath. Far side to the corner. Gage Pitts. Wraparound pass. Urji inside. And now his pass that he should have shot it. Now passed it across and stolen. Taken by Marlon Hunter and just forces up a 2. No good. Urji Hunami with a rebound. And Gage Pitts barely got over the timeline as the ball was handed back to him by Urji Hunami. 41-33. 2:30 to go in the first half.
That gave me a heart attack, Carlin.
What, when we're 6 feet from the basket, we need to shoot it. Here's Gage. He'll shoot a 3 from the left wing. Good! We needed that one. First 3 of the second 3 of the ball game. And Gage Pitts with his first basket, 41-36. 2:10 to go. Kamari Vinson will check in a moment. Lob pass over the top in the corner. Open for another 3. That's short. Long rebound. And nobody went after the ball. And it's picked up by the Gladiators. That's the drawback of playing zone. Now baseline pass underneath. Ball blocked from behind by Kendon Peebles. Terrific defensive play. And now the ball thrown away. Oh, it's going to be deflected out of bounds. The outside official didn't hesitate. Gladiators are screaming bloody murder here, thinking that it was thrown away by the Grizzlies. And I thought it was thrown away by the Grizzlies, but not the case. 7 first-half turnovers on the Grizzlies have not helped their cause, down by 5. Only 2 against the Gladiators, and Grizzlies have it. So we can cut it down to a one-possession game again. 1:45 to go in the half. Kamari Vincent curls over the top, feeds it. Here's a pull-up from 10 feet. No good. Tipped up and good by Kyle Germany. 41-38. 1:28 to go in the half. And for the most part, the Gladiators have held the lead in this first 20 minutes. Briggs out front, near the timeline. He may shoot it. Oh, here's a steal. Let's see what Kyle Germany can do at the other end of this. Bang! One-point game with a minute to go in the first half. 41-40. think Kyle may be our best jumper. Here's the shot from the wing for a three, and it's good by Briggs. I don't know why we're allowing him to shoot the ball like that. 44-40. Germany steps through, lost it on the way, and that's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by the Gladiators. 42 on the game clock, 24 on the shot clock. They don't have anyone else on their roster out there right now that is anywhere near the threat that Briggs is. Yet, he keeps getting shots. He has 20 points right now. No, he has 18 points right now. Inbound play, Germany. Gets it in the corner. Back around the horn it goes. A lot of time on the shot clock. Trayon Grant Foster spins to the middle. What a move. Lays it up and goes. He spun back to his left and laid it in front of the rim. He has 8 points. 44-42. 24 on the game clock, 23 on the shot clock. So we got it. Well, it's about a two-second difference now. Briggs will pull it out near midcourt. Gladiators up, 44-42. Martez Briggs picked up by Kamari Vincent. High screen. They kick it to the left side. Wide open shot for a long three is no good. Long rebound taken by Kyle Germany. At midcourt, Gage shoots it at the horn, and good! And the Grizzlies grab the lead on a three from the left wing as the time expired, and he banked it in. Gage pitched with his second three of the first half, and the Grizzlies have a one-point lead at the break, 45-44. And it's Grizzly halftime up next. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains, new beginnings and endless possibilities, and our special, special guest Grizzly halftime tonight is Dr. Dennis Lancaster, the chancellor at Missouri State University West Plains. The Grizzly interview coming up on KDY.
At Holiday Inn Express and Suites in West Plains, your comfort and satisfaction is their top priority every day. That's why they're the top-rated Holiday Inn Express and Suite location for customer satisfaction, not just in America, but the world for four consecutive years. They feature a pool and an exercise facility, spacious, comfortable lobby and rooms offering comfort and relaxation. Make your reservation by calling 417-257-3000. Stay with the best. Holiday Inn Express and Suites, 1301 Preacher Row Boulevard, West Plains.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, call 255-7955 or visit wp.missouristate.edu. Registration is going on now for in-person, online, and blended classes. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.